BBC Radio Shropshire. So have you been walking more during lockdown? Julia Bradbury knows a thing or two about walking. Her many TV shows have shown just that. You might be enjoying her exploring Devon and Cornwall at the moment. More on that in a bit. Well, she's got together with her sister Gina to launch a new website to help with walks around the country. And they've got some big things planned with this as well. There are walks around Cardamom Mill Valley and the Stiper Stones locally on there, and similar walks elsewhere. Gina's been telling me how it all came about.
I mean, we've got 2,500 pages of unique content on there now. We've got over 400 walks. We've got over 100 walks which are completely geared for people with mobility issues. So we put the gradient, we put, you know, what sort of wheelchair they could use, where they could stay, where they can have a wee, you know, all the sort of things that one has to think about if you have mobility issues. And we're just about to venture now into something for little children. So it's going to be called Roots for Little Boots. And that's going to be a whole other section, which is literally short walks for families with little children in pushchairs, or that maybe kids that don't want to trek up a hill or go very far. And that will link into our foundation that we've just about to launch as well.
So what is the foundation then that's about to be launched?
It really is a foundation to enable people below the poverty line to be able to enjoy the outdoors, because I'm a great believer. It's all very well telling everybody, you know, you've got to hug a tree, you've got to take your half hour exercise every day, you've got to go outdoors, you've got to, you know, go into parks, and the well-being that it gives you, the vitamin N, as Julia would call it, the vitamin nature. But unfortunately, and we have the statistics to prove it, which I won't sort of go on about, but 9 children in every state-funded class of 30 live below the poverty line. And so to have a pair of waterproofs or a set of waterproofs and a pair of welly boots would actually be a luxury item for these kids. So what I want to do is donate at least 10 sets of waterproof and wellies to every state primary school in the UK over the next 5 years, so that whenever the teacher plans something to go outdoors, every kid will have that same chance to do it. And the foundation really is to raise money to enable that. And I've done a deal with a major welly boot brand who we all know, and a waterproof suit, a company that makes waterproof suits for the sports world, who will give me or sell me those outfits at net prices, which I will buy them through the foundation, and I will gift them to the schools. And then if the schools want to buy any, they will be able to buy them at the same discounted price as I get them.
So how has it been working with your sister on all of this?
Well, how long have we got? I could probably take up the whole show, if you like. Look, you know, we're a very close family. Julia and I are actually half sisters, and we're same mothers, Greek mother and different fathers, but very, very close. And she moved to London when she was 17 and I was 27, because there's 10 years age gap. And I would suffice to say she was a pain in the derriere at first. And she's, you know, we used to fight over the sorting of the washing and stupid things like that. But when she broke into telly, I've sort of been the one behind her and do the bookkeeping and look after her and make sure that she's okay. I go on location a lot with her and pack for her and, you know, just look after her really. And it works, because she's very creative and she's incredibly talented at presenting, which I, you know, could never put me in front of a camera. And I'm very good at paperwork and the business side of things. So that's why I think it works.
And so many people enjoying the current series, exploring Devon and Cornwall on the TV.
Caused a bit of a controversy though about jam first or cream first on a scone, and yes, and Dawn French sort of got in on the act as well. So everybody's like, cream first, jam first, cream. You know, who knows.
If you want to know more about the outdoor guide, outdoorguide.co.uk is where you need to go, or just put outdoor guide into your search engine to find out how you can help with that, how it can help you when we can walk a little bit further and you can go exploring things. And the next episode of Julia's Cornwall and Devon Walk Show is on ITV1 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night at 8. Gina did mention there that there was a bit of controversy when it came to the scone situation, is it jam first? Is it cream first? Because both Cornwall and Devon differ on this. But if you're having a proper Cornish cream tea, you have to do it a certain way. And if you need help remembering how that's the way it's supposed to be, a Cornish comedian has put together a sea shanty to help you. I'll bring you that in just a moment.